There's a moment when we are making love that's so, so important. It's a moment of desire and anticipation and also a moment of trust. Can you tell what it is, my darling? It's that moment that happens when, as you sense my desire building, and you hear my breath quickening, my eyes closing, and you're watching me so closely as I prepare to abandon myself to you. To feel the full scope and intensity, the sensuality of pleasure. That's the moment I'm talking about. The moment when you assert yourself. When you desire to see me open to you, takes you over completely, and you move my legs apart. It's such a sweet act. I feel your hands on my thighs, gently and yet firmly, pushing them wide open, so I'm completely exposed. Unlocked just for you. It's such a beautiful moment. That moment when I lose all inhibitions and I throw off all pretense of restraint, offering myself deliciously, unprotected, undefended, unguarded. My legs and my emotions are wide open to you to do with them what you will, so that my body becomes your plaything, the instrument that you caress, stroke, and play so tenderly. That's a crucial moment, a moment of invitation, because at that precise second, there's an agreement our bodies have made. We don't need to say a word. I don't need to tell you what I want. Because you sense with all those wonderful, erotic, loving instincts you have that I'm ready to expose not only my lips, my wet. My clitoris, but also my deepest self, just to you. My vulnerabilities, my need for love, my most unguarded desires, they're all revealed to you. I suppose that moment for me is really one of submission, where I give myself completely to you, knowing that I have total trust in how you'll touch me. It's funny how when I feel your hands on my thighs, moving me, pressuring me to open my legs wide, just for you. I know that at that moment, all you want to do is please me. So even as you position your own legs between mine to make sure I stay wide apart, open, exposed for you, It never feels like an exercise of male power. Never an attempt by you to assert your control over me. No, it's actually a kind of consensual dominance. One where your spreading of my legs is really our way of saying that I want you to take me, use me, do anything you'd like to me. Because that's what I need. That's what I'm begging you for. And while I know that pushing my legs apart like that is very arousing for you, and I know that it turns you on to see the contours of my labia, my soft folds of skin covered in wetness, the ridges and valleys of my lips, my pussy, moist and soft for you. While all that is intoxicating for you, behind it is love. Your love for me. I know that in your own mind, the most loving thing you can do for me is to take me to a place of joyful, erotic helplessness, where my whole being is waiting, anticipating, completely dependent on you, on how your fingers or your tongue, and then later, the head of your penis will caress me, run over my lips, gently prize me open, and make me voice all those soul whimpers, those little sobs of complete and utter pleasure, the sweet sounds of total abandonment, because you've brought me to the brink of delight, to the point of satiated carnal release. When you open my legs, when you force me wide, when you take control, it's so delicious. I feel my pussy twitching. She gets so wet. I moisten myself so completely that my own scent drifts up to my nostrils. You do love to inhale me, don't you, my love? To smell the sweet aroma of my arousal. Go on, my love. Breathe me in. Do I smell nice? Does my pussy please you? She's aching. Fuck. She's back. Darling, let your tongue linger right on my clitoris. Please, I need to feel your kiss. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, lick me. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's so nice. So beautiful. Oh, I feel so fucking good. Oh, please, slip a finger into me. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so fucking good. I'm so wet. Oh, God. Just slide in and out of me so beautifully. Oh, put another finger or a thumb in. Oh, I feel so receptive to you today. Oh, treat me so good. Oh, fuck. Will you put the head of your penis in me? I need a nice stiff cock. I need to be filled with you. Here. Let me smooth my juice over you. Oh, my love. Look at the tip of your cock. It's shining. It's covered in my slickness, glistening with all my sticky wetness. Does that feel good, babe? Yeah. Oh. Listen to you moan. You really want to come, don't you? Why don't you put it in me? Please. I want you to split my cunt open. I need you in me. Go on, do it. Force my pussy lips apart. Will you do that for me? Will you penetrate me? Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, that feels nice. Fuck. Oh, you're just filling me up. Would you like to come in me? I would really like that. Let me scratch your balls. They're really full today. And really tight. You'd like to empty them into me, wouldn't you, my love? Go on. You can do it. Let your hot, sticky seed ooze out of that tip. Here. Space. Shaft. With my vaginal muscles. Let me tickle your balls. Can you feel me? Clenching you. Oh, God. I can't help it. To move on you. Stop. Down. On the fucking dick. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, my God, you're so hard. Oh, my God, you feel so fucking good. Please, baby. Oh, yes, come for me. Just so let me. I want it all. Are you coming? That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Want it all out. Go on. Make as much noise as you like. I want to hear you moan. Oh my God. No. How good it feels for you. Wasn't it? Smear your cum on me. I want to use it as lube. I need to bring myself off. Is that okay? No, stay. Stay inside me. I need to feel your fullness in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my clit feels so big all of a sudden. Oh, she's so ready. Oh, babe. Oh, you're growing hard inside me again. Oh, it feels good. Oh, yeah. You can move it in me. Oh, God. Please. I need you to flip me. I miss you so much. That was lovely. It's funny. Just talking about how you opened my legs. It arouses me on a really deep level. Oh, it's such an intimate moment of connection between us. And you always know how to time it beautifully. Oh, thank you, my darling. Thank you for letting me come.